Get your passport ready. CNN10 is traveling around the world today to give you a sense of where different countries are in their responses to coronavirus. I'm your tour guide, Carl Azus. It's great to have you watching. First stop is in South Korea, where schools were supposed to start reopening on Tuesday. Didn't happen, though. The government postponed those plans for another week after a flare-up of coronavirus cases in the nation's capital. They were linked to a number of nightclubs in a district of Seoul. Dozens of people who'd visited them got sick. Moving now to the United Kingdom. That country's been under lockdown for more than 6 weeks, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson has just laid out a plan to start reopening Britain. It's not going to happen fast. Starting Wednesday, people will be allowed to exercise outside again or relax on park benches. Workers are encouraged to continue doing their jobs from home, but if they can't, they are allowed to return to the office. On the European continent, coronavirus cases continue to decrease in Germany, so it continues to open up more places. Restaurants and cafes will welcome customers across Germany this week, but the country's Center for Disease Control says it's possible the virus could pick up speed again in its spread. And Prime Minister Angela Merkel says if there's another spike in cases, the lockdown could return. People in Spain still aren't allowed to travel across their country, but they are increasingly able to get out and about in their home regions. Churches, stores, and outdoor dining areas in about half the nation have begun reopening, though they have to limit the number of people who gather there. Beaches and nightclubs in the island of Ibiza have reopened, but not to tourists yet. The island's president says if people from other parts of Spain want to travel there, they'll have to wait until this summer at least, and they may have to be tested for COVID-19 before they're allowed on the island.